And of course, because it was an extreme which came about really after the 13th century, it really became deep-rooted. When you look at the consequences, besides the fabrication of hadith, and you consider that from the 13th, 14th century, in the Hanafi school, the scholars ruled that it was not permissible for a Hanafi to marry a Shafi'i. They can marry a Christian or a Jew, but not a Shafi'i. This is extreme. And of course, around the Kaaba, for hundreds of years until 1925, hundreds of years, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th century, Muslims were praying around the Kaaba four different prayers. Hanafis prayed separately. Shafi'is prayed separately. Hanbalis prayed separately. Malikis prayed separately. You see all the old pictures of the Kaaba, you'll see these structures around the Kaaba called Maqam Hanafi, Maqam Shafi'i, Maqam Hanbali, Maqam Maliki. Until 1925, when the quote-unquote Wahhabis came and they broke down all of these structures, and the Muslim world screamed, look at these madmen, look what they're doing. They broke them down and they say everybody have to pray behind one imam. If that's all they did, that's enough to say the Wahhabi movement brought great good back to the Ummah.